former vicar of Christ, Pope John Paul II, suffers much on the hands of the enemies of your God. There will be another attempt upon his life. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to helping you to keep your mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Here is your moderator, Gary Wilshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, quote, "In those days, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, 'Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servant and upon my handmaids in those days, I will pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heavens above, and signs on earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and end times prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on March 18, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is making the sign of the cross to her left in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing her finger to her lips, which means to listen. My child and my children, and especially my child, you, Veronica, have been brought here to the sacred grounds this evening for a reason. I did not mean to test you, my child, in such a manner, since you have been a victim soul for the world's sins. For those who receive much, much is expected of them. Therefore, my child, do not become depressed nor question any of the motives of heaven. As you will observe, my child, having more time to rest and to meditate, the world has progressed farther back into darkness. I have wandered throughout the world crying to my children, and my tears fall upon you, for as I have cried for obedience to your eternal Father in heaven and also to our Pope, our poor vicar, who suffers much at the hands of the enemies of your God. You must pray for your bishops. You must pray for all the clergy and especially you must stand behind your vicar, Pope John Paul II, because there will be another attempt upon his life. My child, that is why, principally, that I brought you here this evening, so that this message must go out to the world. Already, the vermin are gathering to plan the next assassination attempt upon your holy vicar. You must pray for him. Do much penance. Make many sacrifices. That is the only gauge you have to save his earthly life. Now the sky, Our Lady is pointing, and the sky is opening up around her, and I feel like I'm being transported to a gathering. There's a very large gathering of people. I don't believe it's Rome because I cannot see any building that is in Italy that I recognize. No, this is a fine land. And I see the Holy Father, he's riding in a car. But this car has no protection. I have asked my child you to get word to the eternal, through the eternal Father. Prayer is not enough. You must write now, my child. Write and write again. And tell him he must not venture outside of Rome until next year. I see a large gathering of people. And I see a man. He's dressed as a cleric, a clergy. He has in his left hand a knife. It's a long knife. No, it's like a saber. I don't know. He's pulling it out of his pants. It seems to be in his pants leg near his belt, and it's very long. And he's pulling it out with his left hand and starting to raise it. And with his right hand, he has a revolver, a small gun, not a shotgun, a small gun. And he's screaming. And everything has become silent about him with the screams, death to the Pope, death to the Pope. And then people are frozen in shock. They don't jump on him. Jump on him. Get them. Stop them. But now it's becoming black, a somber blackness upon the sky, and I can't see the people anymore. Yes, my child. You have now received a most explicit picture of the actions being planned by the enemies of God. Oh, my child, I have often asked your bishops and all clergy to consecrate Russia to my Immaculate Heart. And have they done this to date? No, my child. They fear more. I say, they feel more the rebuttal from the clergy. Now I see the same man. The sky is opening up and we're back again to the same place. And I see a man jumping forward and grabbing this man dressed as a clergy about his neck, and he turns and he stabs this poor soul. Our Lady now is touching lips. Repeat, my child, after me. Unless you pray for your vicar, Pope John Paul II, he will be removed from among you. And if this takes place, there will be far worse sacrilege committed in the city of Rome and the parishes throughout the world. Up to this time, my child and my children, you know full well that the wishes and the directives from Rome, from the Eternal Father in Heaven, through Pope John Paul II, they have been cast aside. Each and every individual going his own way and making my son's house a shambles.
We'll pause here for a moment before we go on to Veronica's next vision. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered a fantastic book titled Wright's Complete Disaster Survival Manual. Are you prepared for a hurricane when it turns your home into rubble? An earthquake that leaves your family without shelter, food, or water? A flood that makes your home unlivable? Most people don't want to think about these things until it's too late. Author Ted Wright grew up during the Blitz in London and knows firsthand about man-made and God-sent natural disasters. He knows that most of the problems occur after the disaster, not during it. He knows that simple planning beforehand can mean the difference between life and death. This extraordinary book, titled Wright's Complete Disaster Survival Manual, costs $15 plus $4.50 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The name of the book is Wright's Complete Disaster Survival Manual for $15 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Don't delay. Order it today. The life and the life of your loved ones may well depend upon it. There is a grand total of 42,032 holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. St. Peter Damian said, "As Eve induced man to eat the forbidden fruit, which brought death upon us, so it is right that Mary should prompt us to eat the bread which gives us life." The word lady is derived from the Anglo-Saxon liefda, which means loaf giver or bread giver, and Bethlehem, where Mary gave birth to Jesus, is a Hebrew word which means place of food. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verse 51, Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world." Unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have all of the end-time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and actual recordings of the message, plus much more. Be sure to visit us at www.tldm, which means These Last Days Ministries, .org for organization. And now, we again return to the Bayside End Times Prophecies, given on March 18, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Our Lady is pointing to her right. And high up in the sky is opening up. Oh, I recognize it. Now I'm standing in a square in Rome. I can see St. Peter's. But now, I see blood running down St. Peter's into the square there, and it's dividing the church in half. That, my child, is symbolism of what is to be. When Pope John Paul II is removed, the church shall be divided among itself. United, it will stand. Divided, it will fall. My child, many times I have heard you calling to me in supplication for your leaders of your country and the leaders of all nations throughout the world. What can we say of them at this time? That very few have received the grace to turn back from their ways that have offended the Eternal Father. And we have now reached the point in history, the end days, and soon the great chastisement will be set upon your country and every nation that has succumbed to Satan. My child, there is much to be done before the warning and then the great chastisement. In between this shall come forth the Third World War. You will see carnage and killings and blood running in your streets, my children, for a nation that has received much. This nation, the United States of America, has become depraved through its medias, the newspapers, the motion pictures, the televisions, all agents of hell and of Satan. My son's teachings have been removed from the schools. Only those that call themselves Catholic shall receive, if but a glimmer of light of the true faith. There are many nations now that promote the greatest of sacrileges through their medias and their permissiveness. They have brought forth Satanism, the worship of Satan the adversary, to the debauchery of young children. Oh, my child and my children, if I could take you step by step, you would die of fear and of horror if you could look behind the closed doors and see what is happening to your children. Many now are being trained as adults with a knowledge that cannot be absorbed into their young minds. Therefore, they become victims of their elders. How long shall this be permitted by the Eternal Father? My children, not very long.
You have just heard part of the Bayside End Times prophecies given on March 18, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Today, Mrs. Ferguson is very ill. Please pray for her. Her daughter, Maureen Ferguson, will give us the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. Welcome to the program, Maureen.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. My mother is ill with the flu and has very bad asthma, so I'm going to read for you the letters that she has chosen. Our first letter is from Pennsylvania. Enclosed is a note from my neighbor telling of his cure. On March 4th, 1993, I was diagnosed with cancer in my right leg. The cancer was malignant melanoma. Many people started praying for me, which I am very grateful for. My neighbors gave me a rose petal that I put under my pillow in my bed. Having surgery a week later, and since then many tests, I'm doing fine. I am taking treatments three times a week for the next 2 years. God has been good to me, and I am thankful. He gave me another chance to live longer. God has answered all prayers for me and my family, and I thank him and give him all the praise and glory. And the letter is signed. My next letter is from New York. Dear friends of Mary, I would like to write to tell you of some miracles that happened to me while holding the rose petal and praying. First of all, 2 years ago I had a mammogram, and was told there were calcifications. I was very frightened and started praying very hard and held the blessed rose petal in my hand while praying. I also pressed it against the area I was told was changed. I realize this is hard to believe, but I had to pick up the x-rays to go to a specialist in another town. I looked at the x-rays myself, sat down, and prayed the rosary. While I was praying, something made me get up and look at the x-rays again. This time I noticed that out of the 6 x-rays, there was a different name on one. I called the hospital and was told to bring them back to be checked. It seems that another x-ray was placed in my set accidentally, or was it a grace from God? I did not have any problems as I was originally told. I truly believe this was a miracle. Every doctor said the same because these things don't happen very often. I will always be grateful to our dear Lady and Blessed Lord for this great favor. I recently repeated the mammogram and held the rose petal while they were taking x-rays. Everything was fine. Another miracle involves my daughter. She was held back a year at school. I never was comfortable with this, as she is a high honor student. She wanted to be with friends her own age. My husband and I went through a lot of talks with school people, and while holding the rose petal, Kristen is now in a new grade and with her friends. This, too, is not done very often at the last 10 weeks of school. I realize it's hard to understand this story, but I know it, too, was a grace of God and will be forever grateful. Can you please place me on your mailing list and send me some rose petals to pass out to my relatives and friends? God bless, and that is signed. My last letter here is from Montana. Dear workers of Our Lady, the messages from heaven brought this family back to the Catholic faith after we had left the church following the mess of Vatican II. We believe the warnings from heaven took them to heart and practiced it fully. 2 years ago, Mom and Dad made a pilgrimage to New York to specifically attend a vigil at the sacred grounds. Mom said while kneeling at Our Lady's feet, she offered herself as a victim soul of reparation. To make a long story short, within 6 months after returning home, she suffered a stroke. She was bedridden for 4 months and slowly improved enough to finally walk with a cane. For the next month, she suffered excruciating pains in all the nerves of her body. Mom never complained and continuously offered everything up for the love of Jesus and Mary and for souls. We are a very poor family living in a log house with no electricity or phone, and over 50 miles of dirt road from town. So you can imagine just how rough Mom had it when she had to travel in our old truck to attend Mass and receive the sacraments. Especially this last winter when we were snowbound for 7 months, and she had to travel 8 miles on a sled just to get to the plowed road, so to drive to church. Well, during Lent, Mom told me she offered herself again to our Lord as a victim soul. 2 days later, she suffered a massive stroke at home. We could not get her to the doctor because the snow was so deep and she was in too bad a condition to go by sled. We could not get our parish priest to come to give her the last rites. For 53 hours, Mom suffered terribly. She was fully conscious but unable to speak. Her eyes never left the table side crucifix, and she never dropped either the Virgin Mary statue we placed in her crippled left hand or the crucifix in her right hand. My sister, Dad, and I prayed continuous rosaries for her and sprinkled holy water and said the St. Michael exorcism whenever her eyes showed a hint of distress. The last 3 hours were very bad. She burnt up literally, but the amazing thing for us was we could tell she knew exactly how long she had left to live. At 3 a.m., she held up 3 fingers, and we did not understand what that meant. At 4 a.m., she held up her arm and showed us 2 fingers. Then at 5 a.m., she held up her arm again and showed us 1 finger. She died exactly at 6 a.m. the feast of St. Gabriel the Archangel. At that very moment, both the blessed candles burning at her bedside went out. It was like someone had blown them out. A lot happened after this, which I haven't room to write. But one thing I will mention is that before Mom passed away, and while we were praying real hard to Mary to help her, I begged Mom to give us a sign when she entered heaven, to give us an earthquake. Mom was always one who understood how God would use little quakes to shake people up to think more about their eternity. Well, the next morning, on the Feast of Our Lady's Annunciation, March 25th, there was an extensive earthquake at 5 a.m., felt from Northern California to the Canadian border. We knew Mom had made it, and all thanks to our ever-immaculate Blessed Mother. We buried Mom during Passion Week in a casket my sister and I made and found. A retired priest who willingly gave her a very solemn funeral mass and burial. It was like all the proceedings had been arranged in heaven. So many people turned up unexpectedly to help, and we never had to use the mortuary, which we just could never have afforded. We feel very much soreness of heart because we miss Mom, and we are so very grateful to Mary and Jesus for all the blessings and graces we have received since her being called home. And we wanted to say thank you to Our Lady's workers for your complete sacrifices and prayers. Mom is in heaven because of Bayside. That we know without a doubt. And we who are left behind are totally dedicated to Our Lady and the mission of spreading her messages. We love you all and will not swerve or dodge the thorns. We will have all eternity in which to rest. Thank you so much, and God bless you all, and Our Lady love you. And that is signed, and that's all I have today, Gary.
Thank you, Maureen. In closing, please keep Mrs. Ferguson in your prayers. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
These Last Days radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.